Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful. Let's see what is happening here.
Okay, that is Sam Cooke, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio. I am Tim Aldred, the author of the book Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, My Never a Sinner. Who put people on earth? 6 steps to religious freedom for people who are still at a point of needing to know information that has been hidden from them, like it had been of me. And at, you know, that stage in your life, you need the information, but where are you to turn to get that information? Well, I happened to experience the point where I was definitely not going anywhere in my ignorance of that information, and happened to came into view of the information. And I never desired to do anything else besides, let's get it out. Let's get it out. And that's all I devote myself to. What I consider to be the reality of the African people, I always hear people say, we are all from Africa. And that is widely known that we are from Africa. But what else is known? I can't think of anything else besides what I see is African people living in the Western world. Hardly know how we get here, but we know that we are from Africa. That's the bad thing. Why is it we don't know that we are living and living under some circumstance that we know we were enslaved in the very on the very island that we grew up, and whatever we know, it's all a place that before our time, something was going on there in Jamaica. But now, hardly anybody pay any attention to where we are coming from. We are only concerned about where we are, and we think life is what it is. And then they put churches. There we have the churches. And I tell you, nobody wink at doubt that something is wrong. Everybody is content with the church and the Bible. And I grew up with Christian parents, and they were totally content with what they know and the identification of themselves. It has nothing to do with Africa. But I can tell you, their mother and father, they didn't think about them like they think about Africa, because everybody pays attention to their family for however long they know them. So we are independent of the knowledge that tells us about Africa. We don't have a history that we read to tell us that. It is so bad that all we know as history is Jamaican history. And a lot of us don't even read much of the Jamaican history, including me, because there are a lot of foolishness that we don't think foolishness. But those are the things we are concerned with. We don't complain that we go to school and they teach us about animals, dogs and cats and other type of animal. We don't complain that's what we learn in school, because to us it's normative. That's what life has to offer. Think about that. How I came to know is simply because I did not pass away. I grew up, and when I'm age 27, I migrated from Jamaica to America. And so good that since I didn't get good enough reading education, I was glad to come to a place where it was more feasible to learn to read more. So I embraced that opportunity. I go into the adult school. There's a system here that, you know, you can go to school, stuff like that. And I embraced that privilege and learn to read a little more, much beyond where I was reading. And that would later expose me to know things, issues. Now, what I come to find out is something that is opposite to what I knew, the church and stuff like that. The church, my friends, it's the reason why I have to talk about this, because something is wrong. And black people don't know. And those who come to know anything, they're not headed in the direction to do anything about it. And a lot of people just think that you're wasting your time talking. Just live your life until you're dead. But I read to find out that we have a far-reaching purpose than what we are revolving around. And while we are here revolving around those kind of foolishness, white people are making good use of our layback, ignorant self. Yeah. Yesterday, I am on this program, and what I'm talking about, I'm not cursing profanity and going on like, you know, I am disturbing the peace of society. I am talking about historical information, and I'm talking about the white people in history. In history, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Because I read and I come to find out. It is such a poignant situation. And it is. Because it's pitiful. Because when you train anything to do things, you know, what you're training is a victim. And you are the one who is teaching the ideas. So we human beings, when we are born, the civilized way of life is that you have to be taught to read, to write. And as you can see, it is late down in like 6000 BC that we begin to have exposure of education. And I'm not talking about the white people them, because the white people them are not of our species. You get that? They are not of our species. And they have a unique experience that creates the problem in the world today. They are criminals. White people are criminals. And they get education that is not in context with their evolutionary existence. So their brain is not the brain, the brain that white people have today is not the same brain that they had over 1.5 million years ago. They don't want that to be known. They don't want that to be known. I am on my program here yesterday and spend almost like 2.5 hours or so. And all you will hear from the video is like two tunes that I played, opening and closing. So I spent like 2.5 hours talking. And the Blog Talk Radio, they mute out my mic. They mute my mic. So you don't hear anything from, you don't hear anything I say. Because my mic does not pick up what I say. But it picks up the two tunes that I played. It shows that African people are in a position to wake up. Because we are in a state where we don't see. We don't see much of what words are saying. Were we seeing what words are saying? We would not accept Christianity at all. We would not. And it is a challenge for us to find out what's wrong. You can see, after about some 50 years, I found out and what I began to do. Begin to talk. Whether I write it, sing it, I'm not a singer, but in any way I can mumble. You know, I like to sing a lyric that is making sense to my spirit inside of me. So I'm saying we have a problem in the human world, and the African people are not seeing. So we believe what the white people write, and the white people come, move in on us. There are times, and they have what they call imperial colonialism. Now, I learned to read, and I can tell the difference between negative and positive in any structure and form that you show me. I can ask questions to make things either come together or go apart. I'm good at that, right? So yesterday, Black Talk Radio. And look, I haven't had it up. The amount of time they do that. They're doing it because they belong to our territory. They don't belong. And they write all kind of a story, including the Bible, beginning with the Bible then. I read that white people are not civilized. They come through several interbreeding with higher blood level than theirs. So therefore, their brain today, what they see is to kill, to steal, and to impose their will on us. That's what white people are doing. And where they get the knowledge from to do those things, it's our civilization. And now they are calling us their civilization. They take on our name and character. That's what they do. So when you see them muting my mic, that's what they're doing. They have my tweet at Twitter that is on appeal for over 2 years, going 3 years. They will not answer that tweet. Because anytime you say anything to these faggots who are in the wrong place, whenever they come into our territory and say it's theirs, and say they make a government, well, of course, the government that's been thousands and thousands of years of kingship government and kings ruling, they displace all of that. Now, you want me to capitulate to that? You want me, Tim Aldred, who come from that slavery, depressed type of condition, where a lot of our people, they just kill these white people today. They're behaving a lot more civilized than they used to, because they realize they are facing extinction of themselves, because all the other human-like beings that come up and they were like, can do stone, they can make stone tools and stuff like that and light a fire, they're dead out and gone. They're extinct. And these white people are coming from that type of origin. We here, the black people, are the only surviving species, civilized species. We are. Neanderthals are third human development. The white people are second level human development, right? So they interbreed with the Neanderthals. And that makes them a little more human, you know, like kind of trying to bring them up to a third level. But they have a problem. The problem that they have, they can't remove the genome that is inside of them. You know, like a computer disk, the hard drive. They can't change the hard drive. That make them sodomite. That's the problem. But you see where they are. And the history is there to tell their origin from 1.5 million years to where they are here today. The history is there to tell, but black people don't read history, so they don't know. And the few of us now who know, you face a lot of problems because you face these folks who say they are a government, and they make government other than what govern us. And then you face the challenge. How do you handle that? And that is the problem. Now, it's the problem that I'm facing, that when I'm here talking to people who really need. I'm talking to people, and my own people, who are lost and may never be found. It doesn't matter what I say, because I come to find out, because I'm always, you know, like trying to read and try to know things. So that's basically how I come to be inspired by my brain. And thanks to the gods that created my brain and set it so that I could come to that point of consciousness to focus and see things and be coherent in my thinking. So these people who say they make AD and Adamani and Jesus and all the pack of lies about God begot a son and his son, you know, it come to die for us and all the stuff them that we are reading and take consolation in are not true. Are not true. They don't want somebody like me to come here and talk this kind of way because they know what they're sitting on is a bowl of lie. And when people know that energy is going, I mean, they are going to be extinct by people knowing the truth, that they tell lies to be where they are, deceive you, so that you don't have power to act and do anything. But somebody like me, they know that they don't have a court system. They don't have any law that really govern me, and I know. So they're muting my mic. They don't know there's a lot of power behind what I'm saying. They don't know that. Even if they know something, but they're not aware because they don't have the genome to appeal to the level of civilization. So what they are doing now is like go on and because they say they have the control now over us, they have privilege to do whatever they want to make us don't find our way to reconcile with ourselves. So I don't know if what I'm saying today, they coming back to mute what I say. They can go ahead because as long as they find liberty, carry out the sodomite type of mentals, the mental view that they have from their genome. Since I know that they really can't do much of a better, they will do what they want to do until it's all over because nothing lasts forever in this world except the planet we're on and certain things that not going away. But as far as we are concerned, the gods can just watch us live until we are dead and that's it. We go back to Mother Earth. That's right. But don't expect me, as long as I'm alive, to capitulate to these white people suddenly because I don't see their superiority now that I know. I see them for who they are, coming from Homo erectus. And all they develop to is a sodomite culture. And let me lecture you about that because I read and I understand that. I know the time will come that change things from what it is. And the gods that set up the planet and make it habitable, all the agriculture, the grains, and all these things that being enjoyed by who deserve and who don't deserve, that the time will run when they are no longer able to do the things they are doing. And it's not that we are going to wrestle them to the ground. No, it's a matter that natural forces exist. And the gods are who? Madul. They modulate the way energy works, like the weather system. See, they're out there all the time reading the weather system. And, you know, it is amazing to me to hear the thunder roll. But first, the clouds formed. And then you hear the thunder rolling. And it amazes me. Because when you know the cloud wasn't there, and all of a sudden, you see clouds form. And thunder begin to roll like there is really a flooring up there where, you know, to make that sound. And you know the sky is, you know, really vacuous. So, in my brain think about the Elohim gods and the four rivers in Africa. And just give you an example, if you're hearing me at all. I'm going to Google something and tell you what they say. Because the people who are responding to you when you say ask question on Google are these same white people, Homo erectus people, who don't have a civilized brain like black people do. Anytime you ask them things that relate to African existence, they tell you something where no go so. All right, this one here, I'm going to Google and see what they tell me.
Who excavated FOUR RIVER four rivers in Africa? Who excavated four rivers in Africa? Let's see what they're going to tell me. All right, listen to this. The Birthplace of Man by Jaster. Circling, you say what? It says, by G.S. Duncan, 1929, cited by two, circling the earth, the source of the four rivers, the python was supposed gorilla and chimpanzee are found in Africa. The earliest known remains of hear that? Where are the four rivers that come from Eden? The text
that discusses these rivers can be found in, you hear this? You hear them taking you to Genesis. My friends, you think what I'm saying it's a joke? People are dumped into a psychological world where they will never come back to know the truth. Because these white people now have been privileged to do things. Africa don't care about what they do. Now you look into what the world is like and think about Africa, right? Where all life form begins. Hurricane and everything come from Africa. And yet still, Africa will not take control of the world. Why? Why Africa don't take control of the world? Why Africa support what the white people do to African people? I'm demonstrating to you the fact of what I'm saying and the seriousness of this. That the four rivers in Africa is a historic thing. They were not there all along. When the Homo erectus, white people them, go from Africa into Europe and Asia, there was no river. There were no rivers in Africa. I haven't read of any other rivers in Africa. They are historic things. And these white people write about them in the book of Genesis because they use Genesis to create the beginning of their sodomite world. So therefore, the historic things, they don't bother count that. Forget about it. When I tell you that white people are not civilized, why would they do something like that? But only history is going to outline and tell us where these white people come from and how they come to be where they are, imitating natural people. And it is because they get the liberty and the go-ahead from Africa while they're doing it. If you think those guys in Africa, even like they're civilized, it's not because they are not hybrid. They are indeed hybrid. But what has happened? Now, because you're hybrid, you know, if we don't decide to follow civilized ways of life like we are taught, well, you can look even in Deuteronomy and different places in the Bible where it is not telling you to live like a sodomite. It is telling you about what is real. There are places in the Bible tell you what is real, but it is not about your creation, right? So if you don't know that the Bible is cooking you, right? Because the Bible has a lot of good things, but they're not putting it to represent where African people come from. Because white people, they are not even telling you where they come from. Because where they come from is nothing more than sodomite dungeon. It was not suburb. It was not no place for civilized dwelling. They didn't have dwelling. Read the history and you will know how these people come to be where they are and say they are ruling the world. Okay? And they think they're going to go on forever because, like I said, the genome is the problem. You see? And they come, say they are taking over a civilized world when all they are really really interested in is fucking the ass. It's like that's just a special thing to white people, to fuck ass. It's special to them. And they don't want like us to come out and talk like that because they want to look like us. They want to look like black people.
So they are finding out all kind of different ways to make the world and society appear like something the church teaches us. That's what these sodomites want. And whatever they are doing to hide the work of the gods, this is what they are hiding. This is what they are hiding. The gods came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished, no more, no less. That's what the truth is. As revolutionary, and they will tell you how they make the revolutionary age and how they make brands and all this kind of stuff. That's what these faggot white people want the civilized world to be, to live, to believe. They want you to accept that, and that, like, that is knowledge. Look for the knowledge in history. Because believing what they are telling, it doesn't amount to knowledge. Knowledge is something you know. So I am saying what they are doing is despising the work of the gods who did it. And although it is so divine by these deities, these white people, they don't care about that. When they come with what they call imperial colonialism and they liquidate the African people, they feel like they have overcome and what they do simply because we don't show any sign of life. You see? We're talking all kind of mumble jumble because they set up everything for us to do that. T.D. Jakes and all these kind of guys, all these guys and those guys, Dr. Martin Luther King and stuff like that. All these guys really didn't know what they were talking. Because you don't hear them cite a piece of history that relates to our indigenous beginning. You don't hear them talk about that. They're always talking about us big and grown up in the world and don't know what we are or who we are, right? Those are the kind of things. Are like we became slaves and stuff. When did we become slaves? What happened before we were made slaves? Why black people don't talk about that? No. They don't talk about the primordial time. How did we become a baby and stuff like that? How? They read a Bible where nothing they're reading is true about Adam and Eve in the garden. Because they can't even find the place where they say Adam and Eve was in the garden. And they talk so many things about what happened with God and people in the garden. Right? So, look. You can tell, if they can talk those things, you can understand that they are speaking from a genome that is humanoid, not civilized. So whatever their brain now developed to, it doesn't fit the Homo erectus. It doesn't fit nobody else but what they claim they are now, proto-Indo-Europeans. You see what I mean? So if they can be denying the works of the gods and you are following a Bible that they shit for you, and even those places that they that reserve in the Bible that is telling you some truth, you're still disconnected. Because unless they were going to write the real history of your origin, you are not going to understand the world. There's no way you're going to understand the world. So you have to satisfy with AD and Adamani. What is AD and Adamani? It's vacuous. It's vacuous. Because when they talk about how many times you read the Bible and know that no Jesus exists, but you still believe it. Now, because they are kill you if you begin to talk, you know, against their AD and Adamani. Yes. Because as far as their intelligence is concerned, anywhere they go and steal anything, anywhere over the planet, it's theirs. That's the concept that white people have. It's to displace African people. Okay? Now, when we come to maturity and know the truth, everything will change. Until that time, it's not going to change. They're going to try and get everybody to fuck, Bati. You understand that? All right. Keep on muting my mic. Because you know what? I ain't losing my shape. I am not losing my shape. Because you know, when the Almighty will do things and they are caught into being a target at that time, bear the recompense. Because if they find fucking Bati is so sweet that they gonna decide to write a Bible to get civilized people to fuck Bati, it behooves them that civilized people get away from these white people church and Bible of Adam and Eve, because they are representing something that pertains to us that they mess up. They mess up our creation story. It is there in history, but they write Bible and populate and evangelize the world to believe in Jesus, fucking Jesus Christ. This is what they're fighting against. Yes. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, which they claim credit for everything that I'm reading here. But this is the truth of history. Science and thought. Imagine, science and thought, your thinking, swept through the inhabited world by us. That's when they catch our ancestors off the Asian steppe and interbreed up and got our blood. And it is our blood that they are using today to raise all kind of hell. Because if you think a lie I'm telling, how long history said they exist? Since 1.5 million years. That was long before a million year or so, before the gods came to earth. And before we were created in Southeast Africa. And the world history textbook tells you that we came up into Africa, say, 200,000 years ago, maybe more, right? But 200,000 years ago, we came up. People doing 200,000 years ago. Hello? Hello? I just asked them about the four rivers, and they're telling me about gorilla. You understand? That these people are gorilla for real in their genome. That's why when you ask them about the four rivers, they can't talk about that. They don't want to talk about that because they want to be the gods of the earth. while they talk all these wild, thinkable things and carry the world the way they want you to dress up and things like that now that they know to dress and things like that. Right? Yes. And still carry on behind closed door their debaucheries. That's what these white people are all about, my friend. So if you don't get to understand the prehistory and where we come from, you will keep going to their church and die, and they're going to bury you into one of those graveyards over there. If you don't know that these white people have been through an experience where they learn education from us, and it's written in the World History textbook, and all the criminal acts that they do to hide from the African people and to get African people to believe things that are not true, while they take control. So it is from us they learn what they know. Everything civilized. But they get us to deny the truth. If they're telling you, like, if you decide to do serious communication and research, and you go to Google, which Google should never mislead you. But they're using their sodomite power that of AD and Adamani, and everything they are using to offset the African people's thinking. They are using something that they learn from us. They're using abilities, communication ability, language ability. That's what they're using against us. That's what they're using against us. They are using law against us. Everything that affects process, tangible and intangible, they are hiding the truth from us. You see? And so if they are using law, they are using science, they are using geography, they are using everything. You see? And they have, like I said, they interbreed with us, and is this modern, modern. They are modern, we are not. Because they want to equal themselves with us. We are not modern. We are prehistory human hybrid. We are. And they want to tell us we are something else. And they are doggedly blunt that nonsense in a Bible or whatever else they have as law. AD and Adamani is nothing more than the Bible. A fucking nonsense that they write and decided they're going to evangelize the world. Let's talk about that. I am more resolute than them because I have what to prove that they need to stop fucking on our soil and go back where they come from with it. I have the truth and nobody cannot gainsay it, and that's what I am about. If they think that they are rough, they're going to find out that the truth is rougher than them. Okay? If everything that they are relying on and dragging black people to accept is a lie, then how far do you think they can stretch it to? Stop. The buck stop right here. Because all of what they write about themselves, it's easy to just like shred them all. All right? Think they are bad. They should understand that when they're fucking body, they must remember that there is a brighter light shining. You understand? Than for people to think about go fucking ass. When people dead, they're dead. right? When they are alive, it's a spirit inside of them that caused them to move, right? And they want to corrupt the living life of the African people. Let them corrupt themselves. This is the truth that they learn from us, and it is here to demonstrate in history that they do. Call themselves by Romans, call themselves by all kinds of names. How they, from they learn to read, how they follow us everywhere and learn everything else, and that's where they are here today. The truth is not to fall in the street. The battle must turn to the gate. You see that? All right. If we turn to the truth and leave them holding the lies, it means that they are the only one that go to their own church. We don't go there. Because black people now are singing songs about Jesus and all that. And I see, you know, they're so sincere about it and things. I know that. That's where I grew up. I know those things. And now they are performing for these sodomites about Jesus. They don't know that's what they like the white people want. You see? And once you believe these type of evil stuff, and somebody taught the truth to you, you run from them. Because I have a cousin, he's a preacher. He's running away from me. And we don't have any problem at all. Besides something I said. And he's a preacher. And he take offense to it. He don't stand up and talk to me. He run away. That's what the energy, the real energy of the gods who create us and create everything around us. Anytime you start denying it, you're going to run from the people who stand up for it. Right? And these white people think for all this time now they get to become a government and all that. And nobody never proved them wrong. Somebody come on the scene. And it's they have a problem because my tweet is there. Why they don't answer the tweet? It's the beginning of something. White people are a culture that fuck ass. Don't let them hide under nothing else. Right? They come here and force you to marry under law. We don't have no law in our culture to fuck ass the mic as much as you want. That truth is divine. You can't kill that. You can't kill the truth. Whether or not I'm going to talk through the mic or not. This is the truth. Under the guidance of the gods that dredge the rivers in Africa. It is the black people's stuff. It's credit to us, but we are following a Bible. We are these fucking ass white people, not civilized, coming and take over and draw their sodomite thing. In the Bible that they put together, that the Bible is the sodomite book. I mean, more so than you think. The Adam and Eve story is a sodomite story. Okay? It's something you must understand. And if you don't come to understand it, they're going to keep you in there. And you're going to learn to fuck ass too. Because that's what it is all about. That's what the Bible is about. Regardless of what they say in there, some places that are good stuff. But what is Adam and Eve all about? It is to get black people to start fucking ass. That's what Adam and Eve is all about. Why they didn't write what the history says about Adam and Eve? Why? Because they foresee long time over the past 12,000 years. And chart the course where they want to take things. And Africa, they get Africa to sit back and watch them do it. But it's not going to go like that. It's not going to go like that. They are able to display that for a time. Whatever it's going to mean, that's what it's going to mean. But the point is, it's not for us to support them. And it doesn't matter what we have. Like, say, I don't have no political power, but, I mean, their political power. I don't have no AD Anadamani political power, but I have something that is far more advanced than AD Anadamani political power. Because guess what? There is no civilized validity to AD Anadamani, to Jesus, to prophecy, to the Bible. There is none. Bring me somebody can validate Adam and Eve in a garden. They're going to talk about believing, a faith in. Fucking ass. That's what the Bible is. Clear cut and dry. This is not something challenge white people can win. They will never win the truth about the Elohim gods. So now that they know who used to worship the Elohim gods when they were getting education. Yeah, that's over. They passed that now. We are the ones supposed to stand as a watchman for the truth. Me, I don't want anything else to do but speak what I am blessed to understand. You see? And I know that these people, they fall a long time ago. And whether they know it or not, they are on extinction. White people are going to extinction because the gods who is supposed to preserve them is going to make them perish. You see, black people who follow them will perish, but the remnant will be saved. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought through the inhabited world. That's a fact. Nothing else is true. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods indelibly written in stone. That is what white people are afraid of, okay? And they think they got it all. Not true. Not true. So, I tell you, my friends, we have yet to see things. And it is not going to be in our hands to do anything correctly unless we follow the historic blueprint. That's it. You're listening to Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Man Never a Sinner. And you're listening to Black Talk Radio. All right? Because in a moment, in the twinkle of an eye, when the gods is going to strike down things, Nobody will be able to resolve that at all. Because once it is stricken, it is stricken. Now it's time for people to get on the right track with the truth. You want to follow these white people who come and take over the wealth and the land and people and think that, okay, that's the way it's going to go. No, I'm here to say that's not true. And I am here to say, get out. Get off our territory. Stop using our wealth. Stop using our military and using our sky. Use our ocean, our land. Get off of it. You all still have a lot of monkey blood, right? You have the monkey's genome. And not all of that monkey, because I don't know if monkey fucking each other's ass, but they develop, these white people develop into fucking each other's ass. And that's the amount of uncivilized mentality that they have. And then they want to talk like, oh, they are not uncivilized. We are uncivilized. And this place us, and like, we are the ones don't come from anywhere. They come from somewhere. Imagine that. So they don't care about the fact that they are the one that has an underdeveloped brain. They want to say it's us. You know, they want to say it's our brain something is wrong with. And if the truth is not brought forth, they will forever lead people astray. Because we won't have time to read the history and see where they're coming from and know that nothing that they are saying is true. We cannot fall under these people taking over our health care, taking over every care of us. We don't let them do that. These are fucking ass white people. They make it seem like they are the one who has intelligence. It is ironic to accept those kind of stuff in our territory. Here is the headline from my synopsis on this edition of the show. Hybrid humans are taught working of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. National Geographic World History says that. By J.R. Schimmelhauser, 1989.
Just a second.
Okay, I think we follow the historic guidance. That's where we will be blessed. You know what I mean? And totally, you know, vanquish these sodomite culture people who they think that come in and take over our settlements and talk about their this and their that. Use the truth. You know? Use the truth. And drive them away. Use the truth and drive them away. They are sodomite, homosexual culture. That's what they are. Nothing else. What else do you want me to say? Church. He's raised up by these sodomite Christians. Christianity is never for African people. So this is what Schumid Hauser going to tell us, 1989, city by seven, what? Cited by 17. T-I-V-E, Tithe Legal System. This is where we are getting this information from. World System and Dependency Theory. Here it is. And Legal History. Right? So it's T-I-V-E, Legal System, World System, and Dependency Theory, and Legal History. Let's bring it all together here. Most modern or versal legal. Versal legal code determined the development of progressive societies. European colonial rivals arguing that English common law prevail over the civil law. English common law prevail over the civil law. Do you know what that is? You know what kind of result that is? Ship of a judge. So it is saying here, it prevailed over the civil law ship of a judge to king in parliament in different eras in Britain. Fact check. Civilized ancient government is traditional and posterity kingship, government rule by kings, law code. Civilized ancient government is traditional and posterity kingship government rule by kings. So that's what in the before Christ era, the way things, society were ruled. This is the fact check, right? Not British, long before any British something come about. Because Britain only come about after 509 BC. Do you know that? Do you know that Britain, France, and all these places, and America, and Palestine, and all, they all raised up after 509 BC. Do you understand that? After these white people overthrew King in Italy, you don't see they go nowhere and set up anything till after that. For the second point has presented itself above about era and time when certain events happened. All right, check it out. Like I just said to you, these guys weren't around doing anything political or legal, but they were up in Asia and Europe fucking ass, right? They didn't know nothing about civility then until after, let's say, 12,000 years ago. Right? So everything that they do in Africa and in France and all these kind of Britain, right, is like down in the AD period. You know? And a little in the last century BC. Remember, it is like, say 500 years before they come with AD and a Domini and was able to start going all over the place and confiscate and do all these robberies and killings and atrocities. It's mostly down in the AD that they create with their phony fucking calendar. You see what I mean? That is what they create and say is law. But that is Christ's time. Before Christ, where were they? When law and order was by kings. He never said queen either. Because the title of kingship is the government. It's not a male and female thing. Anybody work there fit the king? Yes. Whether it's male or female, it's kingship rule. King don't mean a man. It means the government. Now, peon have been misrepresenting their political status. Who know that? History has it. Why don't we know that? In a number of issues. Yes, because they make the truth disappear from us since they've turned us into slaves and all, and come with a Bible and stuff like that. This is what is happening. To make themselves look like civilized ancient people. Now, you hear that? Do you hear that? This is the world you're living in. If you don't decide to read and understand what is going on, you will go to church and think that, you know, you're praying to a real God. You know, you won't think that humanity have been misled, deceived. You won't know that if you don't read. Now, I'm telling you so that you can go read and find out. And what's being written here, it is telling you loud and clear that these white people, like I said, they don't have civilized genome. That's why they fucking ask and think it's a good thing. The fact is easily traced by looking on what BC before Christ defined means. They lie and clash with the fact in that they lie about when they came into political operation in 509 BC, right? The coup in Rome and naming themselves. Where are we here? Yes. I am okay. All right. I think I got updated here. Right. And naming themselves Roman, which they never were. They lie. They lie about AD and Adamani when they put bureaucracy in motion. Ancient civilized zodiac calendar time, not on their sodomite criminal side. It's not. They don't have anything to do with civilized zodiacal calendar. They make up, contrive up, and then use brute force to force people to follow what they say. Right? And if you have the truth, they can deal with you. But when you sit down like Africa does, then they make up a new world harder and monarch rule, you know, see. I want to tell you that monarch was ruling before their time. Turn our world upside down. If we cannot argue and push them out, they will reign. They will reign. They will not reign. They will not reign. The truth will always blow on them like a mighty force wind that totally destroy everything about them. Now, ancient civilized zodiac calendar time, not on their sodomite criminal side. See their present cultural enlightenment. It came about gradually over knowing African hybrid. Overknowing African hybrid. The space. Overknowing African hybrid. This 12,000 years. Their unlawful existence as government is under AD, or is under AD, not BC. They, they never in civilized community, they never live. They never live in civilized community, but in steppe. Check the record, and you will see what I'm talking about. This is no time to act anymore. Sodomy must depart from African jurisdiction. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. You may say, well, with all what they have going on, how do you get them out? The God's will. All we need to do is stand up and talk the truth. Stand up and talk the truth. Why won't they come and talk about the truth here? I'm calling them all every day. Come on this program and talk the truth. No, they don't have no truth to talk about. And that's about how much I have to talk about today, you know. And we have about another 15 minutes where you can call in if you want to have a chat, right? And I am going to, like, play around and have fun, okay? I tell you what has come into my mind to tell you, and the fact is what you set your mind on. Don't believe what I am saying, because it won't really take you anywhere. You see, if it is going to take you somewhere where without a problem, that's all right. But I am saying, for you to man your life, you need to know the truth for yourself. You don't need to listen to anybody's truth and think that you're all right. No, get the truth yourself.
Thank you.
Well, let's see. I picked some pressure off my fingers. Taking the nails off so that I can thank you.
Tilapitadina for you on the microwave. Don't take it.
Out of the bag. It's leaking. Get Mr. Horsey.
Hello. What's up, boss? Oh well, but your answer, you know, it doesn't malfunction on my side. It's operate normally. Yeah. So what one? You all right? I spoke to her earlier too. She called, give me a call too. What is that? Who is worried about you? Okay. Is it a valid concern? Okay. 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 Then it that bad, was it? Yeah, but now it is personal. You are the man, you are the object, so it's whether or not you in your conscience think that you shouldn't be doing that badly. Okay. Yes. All right. Well, go ahead. Okay. Well, Gloria spoke to me earlier, and she was explaining what she understands about concerning you? Yes. So, yes, she spoke to me of that concern, and of course, you don't tell me anything, so I don't know anything, you know, so I decide, well, call you and check on you too. But, what I have to say about this, right, is that you're a big man and you have a lot of control over yourself. And we, as your siblings, we don't want to hear anything about you that is showing a weakening in your controlling yourself. Because we think that if we need to give you help, like Joseph, they began to like pay you attention and, you know, and Ruth and Jerry, you know, all of us are concerned that, you know, whatever you do, it must be safe and it must be not detrimental to anybody. Right? What has happened is that there is the idea that you're doing something secretively with your money, and Joseph have discovered you doing withdrawals that you shouldn't be doing, and you are not forthcoming in telling, and he has to go and try to resolve some of the disputes that should not be there.